can I play this question, which was sent in by David? It's been keeping him awake at night, and it's sort of relevant to this, and we alluded to it earlier.
Are people in the field complacent about an AI takeover? Could Skynet and the Terminator apocalypse actually happen?
So, in other words, what he's getting at is, could the mechanisms that you were referring to about how machines learn, how we're writing programs that enable computers to learn and become intelligent in their own right, could they potentially invent a way to see us off the planet?
Yes, they could. That's the short answer. We're dealing with amazing technologies. There's an amazing advance happening. And as this unfolds into society and starts to transform the ways we do everything, it's probably going to be a far larger impact than the Industrial Revolution or, say, the internet or electronic communications, because we can see a point in within the next 10 and 30 years, depending on your particular person you believe as where actually we're going to develop technologies. We're going to develop these types of artificial neural technologies, which will then surpass human capability. The moment that happens, we've developed these systems. The moment we develop these systems, they will then be able to develop systems that are more sophisticated than themselves. So this is the idea that you get this sort of sudden runaway process, whereby within a relatively short space of time, computational power you hit the physical limit. You know, you're hitting physical limits, which means that it's incomprehensible compared to the way our brains are. I mean, it really is. It is probably the most transformative point in you can make the argument whether it's the most transformative point in human history or most transformative point in the history of life on Earth. And I suspect you can probably make the second point, but it's one or the other, and it's a very potentially very dangerous situation. And we all need to sort of wake up and really question about what world we want to live in, because at the end of the day, these intelligences can do almost anything, but they need an objective. And so what we need to do is to think about objectives, think about how we frame this and try and make sure that, for example, in the Terminator apocalypse, you know, its objective was set, I think, to stop war, right? And so the way you stop war is to get rid of humans, because humans create war. So you need to be very...
Be careful
very,
what you wish for.
Yeah, so yeah. It's unintended combination of badly specified objectives and unintended consequences are the things that, and also we need to make it act in human for the human good and the good of the planet.
Well, that's a sobering thought to move on from, isn't it?